The route of the Orient Express. The train, inaugurated in 1883 by the Belgian entrepreneur Georges Nagelmackers, has become the most famous in the world. Its history and the story of its many different routes fill whole books, and even before its resurrection by the American entrepreneur James Sherwood in 1982, it had become a byword for all that was most intriguing, romantic, and mysterious about long-distance international train travel. The original Orient Express ran between Paris and Istanbul, but new routes and variations on the name were developed. In its pre-war years at least, it was also associated with elegance and luxury and culinary excellence, and it is these qualities that characterise today's private train, the Venice Simplon Orient Express. Appropriately enough for a train steeped in romance, its principal routes link three of Europe's most beguiling cities, London, Paris and Venice. The chocolate and cream British Pullman train departs from London Victoria and glides through Kent. The London-bound commuters waiting on station platforms look on enviously. In France, the Royal Blue train with brass insignia, lined by uniformed and white glove attendants, is waiting to take you through the most fought-over acres of France to the capital, while a four-course dinner is served. In Paris, the train uses the same station from which the first Orient Express departed on October 4, 1883. The sense of dinner-jacketed style is enhanced by the contrast with passengers milling about on the platforms. The bar car's piano and period tunes are whirled away from the iPods of today's Parisian commuters. It is likely to be dark by the time the train weaves through the hills, growing the Pinot Noir, Chardonnay and Pinot Meunier grapes that produce the champagne served on board. Passengers slumber through eastern France and northern Switzerland, usually waking somewhere east of Zurich. The snow-capped peaks of tiny Liechtenstein are a prelude to the Austrian Alps, as a continental breakfast is delivered to your compartment. After crossing the border into Austria, the train climbs towards the Alberg Pass and Summit Tunnel to reach Innsbruck. The train weaves along the contours as a succession of stone castles and impressive church towers strain skyward among the natural pinnacles of rock. A pause at the Tyrolean capital of Innsbruck is an opportunity to stretch one's legs before the train reverses to head south through the Brenner Pass. Its crags periodically topped by stone fortresses controlling valleys through the Dolomites. Lunch is served as the train drops down from the summit on the border with Italy, conifer-clad slopes giving way to huddled villages surrounded by vineyards and orchards. Afternoon tea is served as the train crosses the fertile landscape of the Veneto, dotted with the vast agricultural complexes so perfectly realised by Palladio in the countryside around Vicenza. The last major city before journey's end is Padua, where Galileo once taught mathematics at the university, founded in 1222. Then the train arrives in Venice, and you walk out of Santa Lucia terminus. You find yourself on the bank of the Grand Canal.